News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A community in Roscommon are rallying together to support a fantastic and brave two-year-old boy. Last year, toddler Aidan Kenny was diagnosed with a rare, incurable condition called metachromatic leukodystrophy. And friends of Aidan's family have set up a fundraiser to support his care. Aidan's dad, Sean, joins us on the line now. Good morning, Sean. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Can you tell us what metachromatic leukodystrophy is and how it affects Aidan?
Good morning, Mark. Metachromatic leukodystrophy, MLD for short. It's a degenerative disorder that attacks the nervous system and the white matter in the brain. It slowly takes over the body and bit by bit shuts down the various functions, starting off with the gross motor, legs and arms, and moving on to the fine motor, then your swallow, talk, finger movements, things like that, and eventually the inevitable. So it's a slow process, and you know, but it's life limiting. You know, it's a life limiting.
The bottom line is you're going to lose him.
We are, yeah.
And do you have any? Is there any yardstick as to how long people with this condition live? Do you know? Do you have a time frame?
Yeah, there would be. Yeah, there'd be a few blueprints, I suppose, and going on. People in the past, and you know, 11 to 13 would be exceptionally long life for somebody with MLD.
God,
anywhere between 4 and 6 would be, you know, more common. Like
God, and he's 2 at the moment. So
he's almost 3. He's 3 now in July.
Okay, so you don't have much time.
No, and I suppose, Mark, it's not something really we're focusing on, you know, and it's not something that we're getting hung up on at the, you know.
No, I understand that. You've got to make the most of it.
But what
I'm trying to do in my ham-fisted way is make the point that whatever time you have is really, really precious, and you and your wife want to spend as much of it with him and taking care of him and looking after him as you possibly can. But you've got to work, you've got to eat, you've got to live. And to do both, you're going to need money and you need help, which is what you're doing with this awareness campaign.
Yeah, Aidan needs us. As parents, Aidan needs us. He needs us as parents. We need to hear from. We need to provide. Every single day, we need to do absolutely everything that he needs. He needs to stay with us. We need to do it for him. We need to do all the feeding. We need to do all the medication. And on top of that, you know, Aidan, he would have been very frightened with what happened over the last few months. Like this time last year, Mark, Aidan had no sign of anything wrong. He was absolutely thriving, flying it. He was, you know, no sign of anything wrong. Like, so in a short space of time, he just has come over him, and he's still aware that, you know, he was aware as it was happening that something was going wrong. So me and Deirdre have been his rock, and you know, he feels safest with us around. And you know, he's been through a lot in the last few months with hospitals and appointments and different things. And you know, he finds it hard to trust others as well. You know, like considering everything that he's been through, and so he you know, his time is limited. Like, you know,
okay,
his favorite thing in the whole world is me, Army, and Deirdre. So we want to be with him as much as we can.
Of course you do. So what kind of care does he need at the moment?
At the minute now, it's medication administration. You know, feeding. He's peg fed. He's peg fed as well, because you know, he wouldn't have any control over his swallow, and he could, you know, aspirate on his food. So we have to administer the medication throughout the day and night, and the feed throughout the day as well.
And do you need any specialised equipment at home?
Yeah, no, we do. We have suction equipment here at home for in case of a serious aspiration, and we have the peg feed as well. So it's like just at second nature, like, you know, and it doesn't seem specialist now, but when it came first, it was, you know, it is very specialist.
But it's 24/7 for both of you, though, Sean, is it?
24/7, Mark, yeah.
For both of you. Do you get any respite?
We do get respite now. We have support from Jack and Jill, thankfully.
Wonderful organisation.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. I never understood kind of what they did until now. And, you know, we have 2 nurses there, one for daytime hours and one for nighttime hours. And only for them, you know, they're absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, they come in, they're part of the family. You know, again, Aidan trusts them as much as possible. But like the added benefit of, if anything happens, they're able to care for Aidan immediately. They know exactly what to do. And, you know, it gives me and the other respite to do the things that need to be done to keep the house functioning.
Sean, on a personal level, just as a parent myself, I'm just wondering, how are you and Deirdre doing, given the situation? And I'm not going to spell it out. You know the situation, you know what you're dealing with. I'm just wondering how the two of you are coping.
Yeah, we're in overdrive, I suppose, at the minute, Mark. And, you know, our priority is, as almost every parent is, are the kids. And, you know, we're trucking on for them. And, you know, we are conscious that it is, you know, it is having a toll on us emotionally and physically. So we are, you know, conscious of that. But there isn't a lot we can do about it.
Yeah, you've parked all that and you'll deal with it when and if you have to. In the meantime, you're just trying to do the best you can for Aidan while he's there. And to that end, you've set up a GoFundMe page and you've got this fundraiser called All for Aidan. How do people donate? What do they do?
Through GoFundMe.ie or .com. If they search All for Aidan, you can go on there and you can see some of the donations in the past. You'll notice there.
Okay, I'll just reiterate it again now. It's All for Aidan fundraiser. Go to GoFundMe. And by the way, we'll tweet that from our News Talk Breakfast Twitter account as well. And on a personal level, and I think anybody listening to us this morning will probably echo these sentiments. We wish you and Deirdre and, of course, little Darren all the very best, because you've got an awful hard road ahead of you. But I wish you all the very best with it. Good luck and God bless you.
Thanks, Mark. Mark, can I just say one thing there?
Very quickly.
Our friends there have been wonderful setting up this GoFundMe. Paddy Finn there in Viotas in Limerick, his team have really done a step challenge there in May, and a couple of individuals have walked the equivalent of Mellonhead to Mizzenhead, and all for Aidan.
It's amazing the kindness of people in these situations, isn't it? Listen.
It's unbelievable where the help comes from. Mark, thanks very much.
Not at all. That's Sean. Okay, that's Sean Kenny and Deirdre Kenny and, of course, Darren. And, of course, the centre of this interview, the whole reason for doing it was Aidan. We wish them all the very best.